Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Test your mic, Aaron.
Hey. Hi.
All right. I can hear you. You can hear me.
Yep.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Country Not Country. I think we're almost, this might be our 10th episode total.
I think you're right. Only the third or fourth that the real public has been able to listen to.
That's right, radio.com. Yeah, the first several were on another website that we were just utilizing until radio.com and iTunes and Spotify could all bring us on board.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what the how many people have listened. But then again, maybe I don't want to know, because if nobody is listening, then it's like, okay.
Well, I did get a direct message on Twitter from somebody who asked where to find our podcast, which I thought maybe they were patronizing us because, like, literally my pinned tweet was it. Like,
yeah.
It's right there, you know what I mean? And then, but I gave him the link and told him where to find it, and he was super thankful. And then there's a couple other people that have told me that they listen, so.
Okay. Besides your mom.
Besides my mom, yes.
Okay.
She listens everyone, though.
Okay.
I think she's probably our top fan.
Thanks, Mom.
I appreciate it, too. I just looked it up. We had 5 episodes on that other platform, and then this is our 4th, so this is actually probably our 9th episode.
Okay.
That's good, though.
Yeah, so far so good.
And
we have a lot to talk about today.
Wait, real quick, though, I do want to say, I don't know how to see views and how many people listen to it, but I'm working on that. So
okay, when you find out,
I got you. Yeah, so Sam Hunt had a hell of a night.
All right, so obviously the big news, Sam Hunt getting arrested for DUI. So what is it? He was arrested in Nashville. He was driving on the wrong side of the road, and his blood alcohol level was like 0.17 something. And what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, apparently there was beer cans in the front seat of the car. I was like, ooh, ouch.
So
like,
where was he? Was he in Nashville?
Yeah, in Nashville.
And clearly there's no, oh, look, we recognize you from country music.
Mm-hmm.
We'll escort you home.
No, it was none of that.
What, did you see the mugshot? He's smirking.
Smirking, and he definitely looks drunk. I mean, yeah. But
like, do you think at that point, at that point, he's like, oh, man, I really messed up. But then, like, subconsciously, he knows he's supposed to smile for cameras?
I don't know. I mean, if you go to our website, thebullhouston.com, when you click on the article, there's actually a couple articles, but the one that we posted first thing when it came out it's actually just his mugshot.
and that's it.
And then you go and click on the article, and it has a tweet that cameras were rolling when he left the jail, and he's walking home. Like, nobody came to pick him up. He is straight up walking down the street. And I was just like, oh, man, did your wife tell you to, like, you know what? Screw you. Find your own way home.
Or he had some sort of, like, fallout which led to the drink. Because here's the thing. When you're that messed up that you're driving on the wrong side of the road, you have that smirk and a mugshot, you got beer cans in the car.
Yeah.
Right?
It sounds like people that we hear about here in the news in Houston. You know what I mean?
Totally. But also sounds like there's some stuff going on in his life.
Yeah. I mean, it just made me think, like,
he definitely hasn't shaved his neck in a while.
Oh, yeah, let me look at that for a second. Oh, dang, yeah. Can we get you some laser hair removal on that?
Yeah, he didn't get dressed up to go out to drink whatever
he
was doing.
No, he was wearing a hoodie. And I will say, I the first thing that came to my mind, because it's like, it sucks. You don't want to hear this about anybody you know or don't know. And it's like, what got you to that point? Is this just like a one-time bad decision? What, you know, or is something going on in your life? Did you get in a fight with your wife that brought you to drink like this? Are you, like, do you have a drinking problem?
I got another scenario.
Okay.
They were at the house drinking. His wife is out of town. Do they have kids?
No.
So he's tying one on at the house, just getting drunk, probably has, like, a herniated disc, so he takes some painkiller for it, you know?
You're, like, speculating so bad.
And then he's like, man, I'm starving. And then his drunken stupor, He decides to like get in the car and go to McDonald's or something.
Okay, here's the disclaimer. This is strictly the speculation of Nick Russo. This is not factual one at all. We do not know what happened, what brought him to this point. This is what Nick Russo is speculating.
Totally.
And yeah.
And
let's
so,
make that clear.
Well, absolutely. It's completely
pure
assumption.
Speculation.
But I'm just going by the look on his face, because he doesn't look distressed. He does have a little thing over his head, but I don't know if that's like
I will say one thing I noticed in this mugshot is that Sam Hunt's eyes are crooked. One is higher than the other.
Oh, come on now. All men have that a little bit. I do too. Like, if I'm looking in the mirror, it's that side. So it's this side is like crooked. Like, it's just the way it is.
It's just, yeah.
And he's also drunk. So the eye droops more when you're
drinking. Not talking about the lid. I'm talking about the eye socket is lower.
Eye socket. Wow.
Yeah.
Which, like, so if you're looking at the picture, the left side or the right side?
It would be our right. His left eye is lower naturally.
I guess I could maybe see that. Yeah. But back to what I was saying. So he decides to go to McDonald's or to Whataburger or whatever
don't have Whataburger.
The
in
local burger eatery is in Nashville, and he just turns down the wrong way, and it's like,
that could be possible. But apparently, this was the other thing.
That, you're just full of the information.
Oh yeah, I get little tidbits from everybody. Apparently, when they pulled him over, he handed the police officer his credit card, not his driver's license.
And his passport. I did read that. And his license was in his lap.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe he thought he was catching a flight overseas and he was drunk walking and
what's
driving.
Wrong? I mean, I don't see what's wrong. Well, I guess you can't give your passport. I mean, it obviously shows who you are.
He's also twice the legal limit. So he is wasted. He is just trying to find ID.
And you know what's so funny? So we hear about the legal limit and it's 0.08 and he's twice the legal limit. And then you hear about these people, you know, that get caught drunk and driving here in town and they're like 0.20 and you're like, God dang,
how'd you can get you 20% of your blood alcohol content?
Yeah,
alcohol?
And I would love to know, I hate saying this, I would love to know what that is. You know what I mean?
Like how many drinks?
Yeah, like I would like to have that happen where I'm drinking and this is a controlled environment where I'm taking the drinks and I'm feeling loosey-goosey, and I know how I feel when I'm drunk, and I want to know what Aaron is wasted, what blood alcohol level I am.
I'm sure we could test that somehow. We could probably get a breathalyzer and just get hammered.
I mean, I have a little breathalyzer keychain that I got at, Costco.
No, I'm saying a real one. We're bringing a cop in here and a cop, let's just get hammered.
I would love to do that sometime, because I've always wondered that. It's like, what does 0.17 in Aaron Austin's body feel like? Yeah. Well,
I'll take it one step further. I want to do it while I'm out at the bar, because that, to me, that is more realistic where I'm drinking. Because, I don't drink a lot, but when I go out, if I'm hosting at a nightclub, I'm binge drinking shots.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would love to take that breathalyzer at 1:05 or 1:30 in the morning, and then also at 2 to see where it's at. Where is blackout drunk Nick live, you know?
Yeah, one other thing, you know, it's like when you are at a bar and you're drinking, I don't know if you feel like this, but I never feel as drunk as I am. Maybe it's because of the lighting and it's dark and, you know, but then once I see daylight, I'm like, oh, dang, I am wasted.
Or that's like if you've been sitting down for a long time and drinking, then you stand up, you're like, whoa,
yeah,
lost the equilibrium there.
Yeah.
I think it's the music. I think music plays a big part, because usually in the club it's so loud it like almost numbs your hearing canals into your head. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I've always felt like that changes, because to me, I always notice after a concert, after the club, the next day there's this this sound differential to the world where I'm like, whoa, things aren't very loud right now. My ears are protecting
I wonder.
Well, his court date is shortly after his new album comes out.
Oh, well, there's that.
So in a way, it puts his name in the news, inadvertent publicity. And I mean, I don't know what his past record is, but this reminded me of Michael Ray when he had the DUI in Florida.
Oh, well, no, it wasn't a DUI.
Felony possession charge.
Yeah, he got caught with weed.
Did you hear what happened?
No.
So I looked up the...
Maybe.
So he pled no contest. Well, the cops did something wrong when they were doing the sobriety test. So they got thrown out. No DUI, right? Mm-hmm. And then they turned the charge down to... reckless driving, and then the felony possession of marijuana, he could take a class and it goes off his record, so he doesn't have a felony on his record.
Wow.
I looked it up.
And you know what? He also was very lucky, because it really didn't get that much traction in the news, because it was around Christmas time and everybody was gone. So nobody was paying attention to the news because everyone's out on holiday break.
Well, the other part was that he was in his hometown, which is a super small town. Talking about Michael Ray, he was in a super small town where everyone knew him. That was another kind of catch is what I saw. Also, I saw his last name is Roach. Did you know that? Michael Ray Roach.
Wow. I hope Carly Pierce doesn't take his last name.
Carly Roach.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the first person I thought about was the boxer. It was like, wasn't like Freddie Roach. I think he was like Muhammad Ali's coach or something like that back in the day. But anyway.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. But yeah, I looked it up because it made me wonder about what the, whatever happened with that. Because it was December 2017, I think, December 2017. And then when I looked it up, in April of 2018 is when the court decided the charge. And then they said it wasn't because of his celebrity status. This is a program they have to keep marijuana offenders from having permanent damage to their record after making their first mistake, which we have that in Texas too. There's kind of, or at least in Harris County, they have this deal where if you get caught and you're a first time offender of marijuana possession, as long as it's not above a certain amount, you could take a class and they wipe it from your record. And the idea is that you got this 18-year-old kid just out of high school smoking a joint in his car and he gets in trouble
and then he doesn't get ruined.
Yeah, he doesn't have a felony against him, so he can't apply for college grants and all that other stuff.
Yeah, you know, which, so, I mean, I get, you know, because, I mean,
you don't want to ruin somebody's
life. I never
smoked
pot as a kid, but I can see a lot of kids did.
Yeah, and it just keeps from ruining somebody's life over one transgression, you know what I mean? Because it's such a stout penalty. A felony is a really big deal, you know?
Now, going back to the Sam Hunt thing, I'm looking at People's article, People Magazine, and they are saying that officers got calls about him driving the wrong way down the northbound lanes of Ellington Parkway. So it wasn't like just a little street.
Oh, so he was on the highway.
Sounds like he was on,
Or like on a busy street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not good, Sam.
They're just like, this just makes me, just like.
Man, it also makes me like be thankful for a second because there's times in my life I should have had a DWI and I didn't get one.
Well, I think a lot of people have probably driven drunk and they shouldn't have. And, you know, luckily by the grace of God, nothing happens.
Or didn't get pulled over.
Right. You know, but still, it's like, ugh.
Man, one night after this club, I may have told you this story before. I was probably 25 in the bellows of the hardcore hip hop club days of Nick.
Oh, dear.
And I left like at 3:30 in the morning because you get paid cash and you have to wait till they close their books. So it's like 3:00 and you're like wasted sitting there trying to count your money. Anyways, they give me this, you know, they pay me and I leave and I live like 6 blocks from my apartment and I turn down this little side street and just floor it. I'm doing like 70 down this 30 and all of a sudden I see the lights behind me and I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you thinking?
I mean, like, don't you like, I mean, I got pulled over just last week and I knew I could see it coming and I'm like, I don't know what I did, but you know what? When you see the lights, the little cherries go up, you're like, a little bit of a heart attack.
Every time. It doesn't matter.
It's like,
unless you're as drunk as I was, and then you probably, like, for me, I was, like, I knew I was in trouble. I really thought it was going down, so I didn't say anything. I just got my ID and my insurance card ready, and he walked up. I rolled down the window, and I just put it out the window so I wouldn't have to talk. And he's like, Mr. Russo, I feel like if I pull you out of this car tonight, you're going to have a really bad weekend.
Oh, God.
And I didn't say anything. And he goes, just nod that you understand what I'm saying. I nodded my head. He's like, where do you live? I said, right behind this stop sign, sir. He said, gave me his stuff back. Turn around, go home, and don't leave tonight. You understand me? Yes, sir. Whoop, whoop. Pulled in the apartment complex, parked the car, went upstairs, cried, went to sleep. No.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think I cried.
But, I believe at the time, my girlfriend at the time was waiting for me. And so it was about explaining why I was 45 minutes late. But, yeah, it was that was a crazy experience. I'll never forget that. I'll always be grateful, though. But anyways, that made me think about when I saw Sam Hunt. You're like, man, you just hope that he has the money to take care of it. I know that's a really crappy way to look at it, but, you know, I don't see that ruining his life forever.
Well,
you know?
I certainly hope not. I mean, it is ridiculous timing because it's like right now we're talking about, hey, go and see Sam Hunt in New York for the Stars and Strings concert. Sign up at thebullhouston.com.
You know there's going to be drinks.
Yeah, it's like, is that happening now? You know,
well, I imagine his obligation. I mean, he didn't go to jail. He's already out of jail. He paid $2,500 and he was done.
Yeah.
Or walking down the streets. He said, we got to find that video, by the way.
Go to thebullhouston.com.
Oh, you have the video of him leaving?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, go to the website and the article that has his mugshot as the main article picture. Click on it.
Oh, man. I'm not even ready for this. This is him leaving?
Yeah.
Is he still drunk, you think?
I don't know. I mean, they...
Oh, he sure is walking his ass home. But no one would recognize him in that blue hoodie, except those cameras following him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and look at it. This was posted at 9:54 in the morning. They arrested him at 6:30. So he wasn't in jail very long. He may very well still be drunk.
And he's like, I got this. I know where I'm going.
I'm just going to
because his car's probably in the impound.
Yeah. But it's like, where's your wife? She's like, you got Uber's number. Why don't you get a...
You live 12 blocks away. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Aaron, so you're grimacing there as you look something up. What is that?
Oh, I was just, you know me, I love doing research. So I was trying to figure out, we were talking about Sam Hunt and where he got arrested. And was it a freeway road? So I Google mapped the road. It's straight up like a divided highway. So he was driving down a divided highway
on the wrong side. That's juicy. Yeah, that's a problem. Man, I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt that he was close to home. But maybe we're going to find out about some sort of medication.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
driving on the wrong side of the road is extra messed up. And he wasn't, like I said, he wasn't dressed like he was out.
No, well, and here's my other thought.
Did you find where he lives? Where is normal Sam Hunt residence?
God, no, I don't know
where
he lives.
We're going to find this out, Aaron. We're going to see it.
I feel like that's a bit stalkery.
Stars
but
Homes.
Let's see. Let's see if you come up with anything. Oh, I love how I put up Sam Hunt House and it gets me House Party. Not the thing I was looking for. Thank you.
And it took me to Google Maps. I'm not really looking for that kind of experience right now. I don't think we're going to find out where his house is. I just thought there might be like a Stars Maps.
If I were really sneaky, if I could figure out. Let me see.
What his real name is, you can look up his...
Well, I think it's Tennessee. Let's see.
He's definitely Tennessee.
Tennessee court records. Let's see if I can find out that. I'm going to get a little TMZ on your ass. You ready?
Let's see what you got. Then really make this go viral here.
All right.
Sam Hunt arrested. Man, they're all really, really big on the... He's all over it, man. East Nashville Road. So he was in Nashville.
No records found in the Tennessee court system.
He hasn't been arraigned yet. What is Sam Hunt's real name?
It was Nashville?
Sam Lowry Hunt. This is where all of the undercover Spidey sense stuff all comes to fruition here, Aaron.
You know what? Let me tell you.
What you don't know is that if you ever get arrested and Aaron wants to know where your records are, she will find them.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. There was a girl trying to, bark up my man's tree. And I was like, let's see what this girl's all about. Boom, boom, boom. I saw that she was arrested for DUI. She was arrested for disorderly conduct.
This is a true story. I lived through it.
And then what else was she arrested for? And I was like, and I just said something to him. And he's like, Aaron, I'm not talking to her. I'm like, well, just so you know, if you think you should, she's crazy.
Yeah. And she's a felon.
Yeah. And she's got an arrest record. That's really.
As long as my arm. I printed it out. PowerPoint
Let me tell
presentation.
You something.
I had wanted to ask you because when I was looking through the mugshots of people,
right.
I saw Billy Currington. And apparently he had like assault of an elderly person.
Yeah.
What was that? When he beat up some dude at a bar?
Yeah, I remember this being a big deal. I can't really remember all that's surrounding it, but.
Because he pled no contest and he got a sentence for elderly abuse.
Yeah.
Here we go. I found it. Billy Currington pleads no contest from an April incident with a tour boat captain near his home. Court hearings brings an end to a 5-month investigation on who said what. He got sentenced to 5 years probation, $1,000 fine, undergo anger management counseling, and he may have no contact with the 70-year-old captain of the boat.
Yeah, I don't. Was it? Did it say he was drunk?
Yeah, and apparently he threatened. He made terroristic threats against the guy. He says, previously this boat captain passes Currington's waterfront home while giving tours, but he abides by the law that requires boats to stay 100 feet from the private dock while slowing in idle speed. On the return trip that day, Currington began to chase him in his boat, threatening to harm him using colorful language. The singer denies the threats, telling police he's just asked the captain to please back the blank off, man.
Huh.
Later,
all right,
Currington
so I
indicated
found the,
that,
by the way, I found the Sam Hunt court records.
Oh, by the way, let me just finish this because it kind of rolls into what we're doing right now. Okay. So basically, Billy Currington was upset that this guy makes money off of showing people celebrity homes that live along that waterfront.
That's right. Now that you say that, now that does sound familiar.
He said, even today I call myself 98% laid back, but 2% is little Billy, my child that's hurt and sad and furious because he was never taken care of.
Mm-hmm. I do remember hearing that he had, like, when you were asking me about it, I do remember hearing stuff about his childhood, and that was, you know, somehow involved, but obviously that's the part, yeah, little Billy.
Oh, yeah. So, all right, now back to Sam Hunt here.
All right, so it doesn't have much. Like, it's not like ours here, so doesn't have his address. It's got a case number.
There might be a stipulation where they wouldn't put his address for people like us looking it up. You know what I mean? Because I promise you, you're not the only one who has now searched the Nashville County records.
I mean, come on now. You think TMZ hasn't been all over this?
Oh, you're right.
So he's got two things, open container and the DUI.
Which is why the news broke that there was beer cans in the front.
Yeah. I mean, all of it, it's not showing a lot. It's just showing arrest date and, maybe once it gets closer, there'll be more juiciness.
Well, yeah, so the court date's January 17th. The new album comes out soon. What did you think of his song, Kinfolks?
I mean, it sounds like Sam Hunt.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, cut from the same cloth. Like, he had it on the rack as an album cut that didn't make the cut.
If you think so? Because, I mean, didn't he spend, like, a year trying to write this album?
Well, I have my own theories about Sam
Hunt.
Well,
yes, you have many theories.
But yeah, but I think all artists have, like, tons of music in the background that they just never release. And so then if they don't feel like working, they're like, well, here, use this one. Use this one. I like that one. I always liked that one. You know, well, it sounds like your other stuff. Yeah, well, the other stuff worked. Because, I mean, Kinfolks worked. It wasn't a bad song.
I mean, well, it hasn't peaked yet. It's still moving up the chart.
I want to take it to my kinfolks. Like, I mean, that's the same as every song to me.
Mm-hmm. Like, I am interested to hear the other stuff that he has written for this project to see if it's, because, I mean.
Laced with alcohol?
No, but if it, you know how he always kind of does the, I'm singing, but I'm talking, and I'm kind of rapping. Like, is he going to always do that, or has he got something, is he just going to sing?
Yeah, I think you should stick to what works.
The singing, talking thing?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that most, well, I don't know, because I thought, like, speakers, like, that was all singing. Like, even the songs that were all singing, I thought were really good.
I mean, House Party, he didn't talk in.
It's only, like, Take Your Time was the one where he really did most of the talking, right?
Yeah. And then there was another one that I was like, all right, here we go again.
And then what's the one where I park my car in your yard and the grass grew back? Is that Body Like a Back Road?
No. That's God.
That's one that sounds like the Taylor Swift song. I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Why am I having such a brain fart on his song?
Because it's been 3 years or longer, 5 years. Sam Hunt. Yeah.
Montevello came out in 2014.
Breakup in a Small Town. Breakup in a Small Town sounds exactly like Taylor Swift. I Knew You Were Trouble.
I know we talked about that before, but I don't remember. I don't think that's the one.
About parking the car in your grass where the grass grew back.
Mm-hmm. Why does that sound like Taylor Swift again? I can't remember.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Here, I'll play it for you in a sec. Here, I'm going to pull it up on YouTube real quick. So I'm going to do I Knew You Were Trouble. I Knew You Were Trouble from Taylor Swift. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. And now play Sam Hunt's song. She would get down with
somebody I know. I guess that's just how it. I can see there being a slight similarity.
I mean, it's just because it's the same beat.
Drop and
Yeah, and it's the melody, the melodic similarity.
What's funny is I look at this video and I'm like, I mean, they have him getting dressed. And I was like, you're pretty good with your shirt off, but yeah, all right.
Well, I remember he was at my first 10-man jam. He was the after party, and he was awesome. He was a really good show.
Yeah.
A lot of drinking that night.
Yeah, lots. That was an interesting evening.
Because that was the first time I knew there was a back door to the House of Blues, or a back patio.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, if you're rich or famous or cool, you get to hang out back there.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, we can't tell all the stories.
Yeah, I can't, no. But what happens at 10-man jam stays at 10-man jam.
If you're ever around me when we're not being recorded, or around Aaron when we're not being recorded and drinking. I promise it's nothing to do with us. We'll tell you the juicy story, but you got to just come up and be like, hey, I need to know this story.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't put it on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So what else is going on, Aaron?
You know, somebody that I've always kind of thought reminded me of Sam Hunt was Jordan Davis, and he became a daddy.
Yeah, they had a baby girl.
Little baby girl, and they're doing, I guess, fantastically. Oh,
and I would like to see what the streaming numbers are doing for Jordan Davis music to see if my theory on...
your theory. Everybody's having babies because it helps their streaming numbers.
Not because. I'm just saying it does.
It's a side benefit.
It's a side benefit to expanding the family in the music world.
Yeah. I can't remember what they named her. Oh, I'm having a brain fart.
Well, I'm sure one Google search will bring it up. It better be a creative name because, you got River, Navy, Kingsley. You know who those babies all belong to? Well, those are different families, but you know what I'm talking about?
See, and then there was Presley.
Kingsley's Kane Brown. Navy and River, that's Jason Aldean and Brittany Aldean's kids.
Yep. And they named her...
Presley.
No, that was, what's his name? Brett Young.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody actually wrote an article and they didn't put the baby's name. That is the dumbest thing I've
ever heard. Eloise Larkin. Eloise, that's a pretty name. That might be the prettiest of the names.
If you think about it, her nickname could be like Ellie.
I like
which
it.
Which is adorable.
Jordan Davis has always been a really cool dude. Like, just really down to earth, not prima donna, doesn't take himself too seriously. Probably because he had a wife.
Got a wife, and I thought this was kind of cool in his Instagram picture that he posted. I think a lot of people around this area would be really happy to know that he was wearing an LSU sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he's from there.
Yeah. I think he went to LSU. And do you know what he did before he became a country singer?
Tell me.
He used to study sharks.
So he was like a marine biologist?
No. Oh, God. It was like some... I don't know if it was like... Maybe it was marine biology. Let's see. Jordan... Davis, study. So he has a degree in environmental science.
That's almost marine biology. I mean, it's all the same little. So he's also really smart.
Stupid smart, I would say. I mean.
He's got a really long beard.
Yeah, talk about face pubes.
He was at Tin Man Jam last year, right? Was it last year? Pretty sure.
We had him at Kima.
Last year? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we had him at Kima.
So he was at Tin Man Jam 2 years ago.
Yeah. He was we didn't have him at Tin Man Jam. He was at barbecue. He was at cook-off.
He has been to Tin Man Jam, Aaron.
I don't think he's
I guarantee
been to
you. I guarantee because I talked to him about his album and Leaving New Orleans being his favorite song, and I pinpointed that by listening to it. I guarantee you he was there last year. Pretty sure.
No.
Yeah, Aaron. Don't make
maybe. Maybe. Look, maybe we had him 2 times in 1 year.
Well, we had a couple 2 times last year. 2018 lineup.
2018.
And come on, prove Nick right real quick. 1 time so I can feel good about myself. And he was there with Russell Dickerson, Chase Rice, David Lee Murphy, Kelsey Ballerini.
You're right.
Because I really, really, really loved the song Leaving New Orleans for some reason. I remember I got to express that to him. He's like, oh, man, thank you for saying that because that's one of my favorite songs. You know, Yeah, like it was of all the songs, I picked his favorite one. What happened?
Oh, no.
Aaron made another grimace.
No, I was just looking at the number of ticket stops we had last year.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot. 1, 2, and then we quit crossing them off after a while.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened
there. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 16. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How many have we had this year?
Not 16.
I think we had close to 5 or 6. We still got 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's fine.
Slam 10 more in there real quick.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I think we stayed on country most of the time today.
Yeah, I felt like we had one more topic that we were going to discuss. That was country related, but
Jordan Davis, Sam Hunt. Oh yeah, the Grammy nominations.
Oh,
we can't
yes!
end this yet. And mainly, let me preface this because I got a lot of flack on Twitter about saying Garth Brooks was deserving of the Entertainer of the Year award, and people vehemently disagreed with me.
Oh yeah, people were like wanting to have a protest and burn cars
over Carrie Underwood because they said that I was crazy for thinking that Garth Brooks was a better performer than Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, they were so mad she didn't win.
Well, I'll tell you, most of the people who are the most mad had complete Twitter profiles dedicated to Carrie Underwood. So
super fans.
Super fans.
I think it's crazy, though. They were super fans. But, if they saw who was nominated for the Grammys, I think they again, would, burn down a building.
Honestly,
I don't even know
how they came up with these Grammy nominations for the country artists. So, country Grammys, right?
Yeah. There's some names on there you'll know. And then there's some that you're like,
all right,
what?
So in country categories, best country solo performance, Tyler Childers. And then Ashley McBride.
Okay.
She'll be at Tin Man Jam. Then Willie Nelson, Blake Shelton, and Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker, my friends.
And now, I did see a lot of press about her this year. I really did. I kept seeing her name pop up. So I know she was busy working some industry people, you know?
I haven't listened to any of her music on this new project, so I cannot say yes or no. It is shocking.
I think Ashley McBride is going to win.
You think so?
Yeah, she is on fire right now. She just won Best New Artist at the CMAs. She won, Best Album at the ACMs or something like that? What was it? She won that ACM award that shocked everybody. Best Female Vocalist, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm just saying, I think that she's got the momentum. And she is, I think that the girl going nowhere, the irony of that with her going somewhere plays in her favor in things like this.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, go to the next category.
Best Country Duo Group Performance. Brooks and Dunn with Luke Combs. Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay. Little Big Town, Maren Morris featuring Brandi Carlile.
Yeah. I mean, most of those names we know, but keep in mind...
They're all songs that you almost never heard except for Brand New Man.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And Speechless.
Yeah, I mean, the Brothers Osborne song was their last single, but it didn't really do much. So that's kind of interesting. And
Little Big Town Daughters, they performed it at an awards show and then but it was like a political song.
Yeah, nothing really went anywhere with that song either. And then next with
Maren Morris and Brandi Carlile.
I mean, I want to say Brandi Carlile is part of her new
the High Women
group, but
see, Dan and Shay Speechless of those to me is the biggest record of all of them, no doubt. But I know that the Grammys don't think the way we think.
Which is interesting because we could probably get in on the Grammys.
Like as a member of the voting squad?
So it makes me wonder, like, who are these people that are picking a random Willie Nelson song and Tanya Tucker? Go on to the next category.
All right, so then we're going to Best Country Album. Desperate Man, Eric Church. Stronger Than the Truth, Reba McEntire. Interstate Gospel, Pistol Annies. Center Point Road, Thomas Rhett. While I'm Living, Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker.
Again, she leads all country artists in nominations.
It's, yeah. You know what? Let's freaking look this crap.
And then Best Country Song, Brandi Carlile again with Tanya Tucker, Bring My Flowers Now. And then Jeremy Bussey and Ashley McBride on Girl Going Nowhere. Miranda Lambert, It All Comes Out in the Wash. Eric Church, Some of It. Shay Mooney and Dan Smyers. Jordan Reynolds, Lauren Veltz for Speechless. So... In that situation, I'm gonna put all my stock behind Ashley McBride again.
You know what? I can't even begin to guess who would win these.
Yeah, and
because I am just baffled at some of the nominations.
I mean, complete blind guess on my behalf, also. By the way, I have no reason other than hey, I feel like I'm good at guessing things.
And while I understand that there is a lot of great artists that don't necessarily get a lot of radio airplay, I understand that. However, Eric Church had a great album, great tour. He didn't get Entertainer of the Year either. But Luke Combs, I mean, he's been just on fire. And
he's nowhere to be found.
No, not.
Except with Brooks and Dunn on a reboot song.
Yeah, which is really for Brooks and Dunn's album, not his.
Yeah, it's
very interesting.
And it always has been, because I remember way back in the day, it was one of the ones that I used to get the Grammy CDs, right? And it was all the Grammy nominees and winners on CD. And the country one was Wynonna Judd, No One Else on Earth. And then another year, it was Carpenter with the guitar.
Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Yeah, she won the country song. And I remember, I'd never even heard of that song before, or whatever one it was. Let's give them something to talk about, or that's Wynonna?
No, neither one. Oh. Let's give them something to talk about. That's Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt. That's the other one I was thinking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just remember when I was a kid, remember some of the pop categories, and I was like, who is this person? Like, it was older people. Like, when we
think Sturgill Simpson rocked it. Remember that one time he won country album? He won the Grammy for country album like 3 or 4 years ago, and everybody was like, who in the world is that? He beat out everyone.
And
he wasn't even nominated.
It's almost like they try to be different for the sake of being different. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and all that to say that we brought it up because it does relate to country music, but also to show the incredible difference and spectrum of award categories and how people see country music. Like, mm-hmm. the way I saw it, the way you see it, the way people on Twitter see it, everyone sees it through their own lens, and the Grammys have their own lens.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, in 2005, Loretta Lynn won with her collaboration with Jack White from the White Stripes.
Well, for country?
Yeah.
Well, then that tells me Tanya Tucker has a damn good chance to win.
Yeah. And I'm going to say,
because I saw Loretta Lynn at the CMAs.
If I remember right, that album that Jack White did for Loretta Lynn was actually really good. Like,
there's just so much music, it's hard to listen to everything, and then hard to spend time with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if I had known Tanya Tucker had an album, like, I think I did hear about it, but it is really hard to reel me in to listen to some Tanya Tucker at the house.
Let's see.
I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's reality, you know?
Let's see. Let me see if I can find Tanya Tucker.
Like her new stuff?
Yeah.
Here, I'll find something on YouTube real quick, and then that'll be our goodbye, because Laura Reynolds is trying to get in here. From 2019, September 21st at Farm Aid. Here we go, Aaron.
Wait, 2019?
Yeah, that's this year.
To its feet, this amazing talent got her...
Okay, that's all I can handle. I think, I don't know, Aaron. Like, I think that there's a league of voters in the Grammy world that are determining things by some other standard that we can't understand and we're not part of.
Yeah. Wait, let's see. Which song did you play?
That was, it was an 18-minute clip of a bunch of songs. Like, it was her performance.
Let's see.
First comment, man, how I have missed those smoky, gritty vocals. Oh. Tanya could teach them a thing or two. There's lots of fans out there.
Apparently so. And I don't know why my phone doesn't want to play this.
Well, it probably knows it's coming to the end of the podcast.
It's like, you don't want to listen to this. We're just not going to play it for you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's listen to Tanya Tucker before the next podcast, and we will have a piece on the next one where we give our honest opinion of her new album.
Okay, fair enough. And then
Or should we do all the country albums? We go listen to some of them and bring back some ideas for next podcast.
Okay, and then you also have to review Tim McGraw's new book.
That's right. I'm halfway finished.
Okay.
All right, that's a wrap. Great job, Aaron.
Yay, thank you. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.